everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is part two of the two-part interview with Dr. Delray Messer. If you haven't listened to part one, please go back and listen there. You're certainly going to get a lot more context and be able to understand what we're talking about here in part two. Enjoy.
No matter what, we are the active participant in our life. So no matter what happens to us, that we had we participated in it somehow. And I, you know, coming from an unhealthy relationship, took extreme ownership for my part in it. I wasn't able to communicate the way that I do now. I wasn't able to really think about my core values and who I am as a person and why they didn't align and why I should have been able to communicate that sooner. That was the biggest lesson that I had in my life for relationships, for boundaries, for choice, for setting a standard for who I want to surround myself with and be with personally and professionally. So that ended up being the greatest gift that I've ever been given. Mm-hmm. And that was the greatest gift because out of it, I was able to have my younger daughter, you know, so there are so many things that I look at in the past where I was angry. I was resentful. I was blaming, complaining, and justifying away my personal responsibility for how I partake in it and how I participated in it. And once I was able to say, wow, okay, what can I do to continue to improve as a person so that I now can take lessons from that experience? And I think that's beautiful for all of us to say what things have happened to us. You know, a victim mentality versus a growth mindset mentality will look at life completely different. They literally see life in a different lens. You know, it's constant stress and chaos because things are happening to them and they feel like they can't control it. And a growth mindset says, what happens to me is none of my business, but how I respond to it, it is, and how I choose to learn and grow from every opportunity that's challenging in my life. So that's how I choose to live my life. And I think it's a beautiful space because at the end of the day, I used to say I want to help people. I wish that person could see, I wish that person would change, when in fact, the only person that we can change is ourselves. So and true. Your personal transformation is going to be the most influential thing on this planet because people will be inspired by somebody that chooses to grow and continues to grow.
Oh, another mic drop. And it's so true because some of the best private messages I get lately are ones of people who have been following me for quite a long time. And they'll go, I've been following you since 2009 when I started watching your YouTube videos, and you're so happy now and you're so on fire and you're so confident. And they've been able to see, it wasn't like I went out and said, oh, by the way, you guys, I'm self-aware now. By the way, I'm practicing mindfulness and I'm better and I'm calm. Like, I didn't announce it. People observed it, and that's inspiring them. And to me, yeah, because now I know what my purpose is. In living with purpose as opposed to just getting through the day,
It's completely different. For me, it's funny because I can almost pinpoint, you talk about personal growth. Some people call it self-development or personal development. I think it's interesting that this is not stuff that's necessarily taught in school. Right. And if in my work in corporate America, and you have corporate America background as well, you know, I never was exposed to personal growth or trying to better myself. It was always about learning tactics that were appropriate to the job. And it wasn't until I was going through my divorce and I met somebody incidentally in a network marketing business, and network marketing businesses are notorious. That's poor choice of words. What's a positive spin on notorious? Their network marketing businesses in general encourage personal development, as well as, I would say, entrepreneurs in general, people who have their own business. They tend to pursue personal development, personal growth, working on themselves, becoming a stronger, more positive version of themselves, learning from life's lessons and business lessons. I wonder why that's so absent from corporate America, because once you start down that path of going, okay, here's this shitstorm that arrived in my life. I know it's bad, but I'm going to figure it out, and this is going to make me better. Like, once you become that person, I have evolved, and it's the best feeling in the world to have people like my parents, my relationship with my brother and other family members completely evolve for the better because of my evolution, because I chose to say, I'm not going to let this happen to me. It's happening for me. Why do you think that personal growth is not something that is more widespread in, let's just look at it in the workplace, like in corporate America? Why is that such a foreign concept? Because if you talk to a typical person in corporate America and you mention, you know, are you working on yourself? I mean, how are you growing every year? They don't have that. Why do you think that's so rare? It's not rare to us.
Well, I think it's changing a lot more. I mean, another word for, you know, personal development now is mindfulness. And this word of mindfulness has come up because obviously a lot of Eastern alternative ways of handling stress and our health are making their way to the Western world. And it's because clearly there are problems with stress management and mental health, and the way that corporate, you know, America and business and employees have been treated in the past is clearly not working. And, you know, mindfulness is not just yoga and meditation, and, you know, personal development is not just reading, you know, a book and listening to a podcast. It's an action. It's actually learning by applying it to your life. And I feel like so many people are good at learning or consuming content. I mean, if you go to Google, you can find pretty much everything, but anything, you can find anything. Yet we're still one of the heaviest, sickest nations in the world. Mm-hmm. We are more stressed financially, you know, than ever before. And I truly feel it's because we're not applying this knowledge to our everyday life, whether it's out of procrastination, fear, we're miserably comfortable. We don't necessarily believe that we can change it. There are so many reasons why, but I've realized in my life, and now what's coming up in corporate America, is now necessary because we understand performance, and in business specifically, there are humans. Surprise! You know, employees are humans. They actually have feelings, and they need to rest, and they need to be able to turn off work. And surprise, when you're pushed to a level of performance and achievement in your work that is no longer sustainable, it's called burnout or a quarter-life, midlife crisis, because we didn't ever learn how to process in the meantime or find purpose and meaning in who we are or become self-aware enough to see our thoughts float across our mind every day. And there's tens of thousands of them, to say, oh, no, thank you. That's not serving me. Oh, yep. I'll take that and apply it. And because we haven't had time to even slow down enough to do that. Yeah. And we've realized that how, you know, humans are now performing better, and the studies that are coming out that show, oh, weird. You know, when you celebrate and recognize people for their efforts, when you include them in company decisions, when you make people feel welcomed and safe in an environment, in work, when you allow them to collaborate and be creative, when you allow them to rest, reflect, and relax, they perform better. And your numbers will be the same, if not better, in sales and in your company when you treat a human the way that they're supposed to be treated. So I think this is happening now because we've learned the hard lessons of extreme exhaustion and burnout and workplaces that aren't safe. I mean, there's a reason why the most amount of heart attacks happen on a Monday. You know, people aren't happy in where they're at most of the time. 7 to 8 out of 10 people don't like their jobs, and they spend 8 hours a day there, most of the time driving in rush hour traffic to get there, coming home in rush hour traffic, you know, to come home to what, a family for 2 hours before they have to get back on email again. Mm-hmm. So I truly believe we're overworked and undervalued. That's not everyone, because some people have incredible companies that they work for because they're starting to understand the importance of this concept. But unfortunately, the basic human need of security and certainty for most humans will far outweigh their desire to grow beyond their comfort zone. So if I ask people like, well, what would it take for you to go, to leave, to find something that better serves you, or to live out your purpose, or if you do have an entrepreneurial mind, do a side gig that brings you joy until you build to a place where you can choose. You know, most people say, most of them just don't think it's either possible or they've never been given an opportunity to be trained to say, listen, your skills that you've developed are incredible. What else could you do that you're passionate about with those skills?
I so agree with you. And this is a big part of why I'm doing this series with women in business and all kinds of businesses. Because, you know, interestingly enough, just before the show, I had a conversation with someone on Instagram. And, you know, they said, oh, I listened to one of your interviews on the podcast and I so look up to her. And I said, so I followed her on Instagram and I looked at her stuff and she's like a food blogger. And I said, oh my God, your stuff is amazing. I hope you're going to follow in Liz's footsteps. Because she was talking about my interview with Liz Valsigno. And I said, you know, Liz has done a great job with being able to build her passion, pursue her passion, which is she wanted to make her blog her full-time income. And she was able to leave her job because she hustled her butt off for like a year on the weekends. She replaced her income, doubled her income, and now she's doubling her income again. And it's come because she's focused and she's doing what she loves. She's cooking. And I said, you can do that. I really think back to what you said a second ago. Sometimes, and this is on all of us who maybe are already there, put that word of encouragement out to somebody, because sometimes all it takes is a little nudge to somebody to go, oh my gosh, you have amazing photography skills, or oh my God, you'd be so good in our health and wellness business, or oh my gosh, you can do this. Sometimes people have just never been encouraged to even think that they could do it. And it, if you can be that spark that encourages them to go, maybe I could I, because sometimes I'll have that conversation and then that will engage somebody to ask questions. You can just see that the lights come on, and that's what fires me up. So I want to pick up, because let's take this a little bit more in the area of business. So for everybody wondering, you know, how did I meet Del Rey? And I referenced that we're in business together. This is going to be a separate podcast where I talk about how this came down. I had been experiencing earlier this year, there was about a couple of months. If you've been following me on Instagram, you know the deal. I had like 2 months after moving to San Antonio where I had just constant stomach aches, bloating, feeling gassy. This is TMI, but just I was disrupted elimination. I'll put it that way. I was just out of my element. I hadn't changed my diet. Nothing was different. I was miserable. I was getting migraines. I had no idea what was going on. I knew it was stress related, but still nothing. Every time I ate, I was miserable. So I somehow or another my doctor had said, you know, what supplements are you taking? And I looked at a lot of the supplements I was taking. They all had sucralose in them. So I started to go to Vitamin Shoppe and I was looking for a sucralose free protein powder. I started doing research. I stumbled on Isagenics, the company. I did some research. I heard an interview Allie Brown did with Kathy Savage. She's somebody in the fitness, health, and wellness space I'd heard about for years. And I'm like, I know some of our Fitfluential people are involved in Isagenics. I'm going to ask if they have some of these products. I asked Bonnie Feaster about it. Long story short, I tried some of the products. They virtually made the stomach problems disappear in like, wasn't it like 5 or 6 days? I think I remember telling, because it was when I had the call with you, I'm like, literally no more bloating, no more gassing, no more feeling like I can't go to yoga class because I'm worried I'm going to fart the whole time. Just TMI, I'm just keeping it real. Every woman out there knows what it's like when you feel gassy and bloated and you're going to yoga class. You're like, do I downward dog or do I not downward dog? It's awkward. And so I had these tremendous results. I felt great. And so I had already been exposed to network marketing as a business. And I knew that it was a viable, legitimate opportunity. And I also knew based on my own personal growth that this was going to be an opportune time for me to get involved. So I chose to get involved in the business. And that's how I ended up meeting Del Rey. So Del Rey, for those of you that are not involved in network marketing, an upline is another word for boss, but I don't want to say boss because you actually say it differently. Like we're on a team, right? We're on a team and you are my mentor. But when did you first get involved in Isagenix? Because this was when you kind of left your chiropractic business, if I'm correct, to join this business. And for everybody listening, this is intended for you to become educated on what these types of business opportunities are. So when something piques your interest, you have a little bit more of like, hey, these are real people that I know that are involved and this is what their experience is like. And then you can kind of take the next step as opposed to just hearing gossip and innuendo and stupid. I mean, I saw an article posted today that just was ridiculous about network marketing, but that's a whole other thing. So how did you end up getting involved in Isagenix?
Well, I mean, I love talking about the skepticism, you know, or lack of credibility in the industry first. And just, you know, it took somebody that I really respected and admired to have just an open conversation to get more educated, which I feel a lot of people are closed and it kind of does a disservice and at least exploring and discovering if something could be a fit. And I also am very very honest that I don't believe that there is one thing for everyone. Everybody is unique person. They have unique passions. I'm always happy for, like I said, any woman that's successful in business and has found her home or has found her jam. But there are a lot of people still searching. And I think it's an incredible model for somebody that wants to earn while they learn. And I'm going to explain a little bit about the differences in the business models. So that way people can choose and understand that small business in the past has been extremely risky. And there has never been a better time, as we know, with the internet now and companies looking for marketing partners. If it's done in the right way, it can be exceptional for a family, and especially women who do have a desire to prioritize family or prioritize their days according to how they want. A lot of people desire time flexibility now more than even income. They want more income because they want more time and experiences. Mm-hmm. So I was, you know, in practice and absolutely loving chiropractic and loving the type of events that I was hosting in my community. I loved specifically long-term lifestyle weight loss solutions and programs, along with the subject of toxicity and cleansing and detox, because clearly there's a problem on our planet. Our soil is very nutritionally depleted. Nutrition is too complex, so we're looking to simplify it. A lot of people are done with fad programs, fad diets, and we're looking for sustainable, long-term, healthy change. So that's what I had developed in a program in my office for nutrition and weight loss. And my bright idea to increase the time flexibility that I wanted in my days, because I was working early mornings, late nights, marketing on the weekends. It was super challenging and exhausting in that business model, trading time for money. Mm. And I knew I was going to have a financial ceiling in that business. And because I desired so much more time, you know, with my older daughter, I thought, well, if I take this program that I developed and I put it online, I can put up a website, and my highest overhead in that program were the cost of the product. So I thought, well, I can learn how to formulate my own products. People do it all the time. I, you know, had known somebody that formulated products in the past. I learned so much from him. So I thought, you know what, why don't I do that? So investing a lot of time, energy, effort, you know, and financially looking for a business model online, I had developed my own nutraceutical product, a few of them, along with a weight loss and detox program, wrote a cookbook, was traveling and speaking. But once again, I was a solo entrepreneur that was trading time for money. And I was the only one in my business, and I was not creating any leverage. And this word leverage, I don't think people really understand. Leverage is what creates more income and more time with less effort. And there's a ton of effort at the beginning, just like any other business, but it's actually work that pays you repeatedly. So no one had ever taught me this concept. And it was something that I was searching for about 4.5 years ago, because I had hit the burnout, exhausted point in my life where I knew something had to change, or I was going to be the one that had the midlife crisis.
And it's becoming, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, that is becoming so common. And if you, for everybody listening, I'm going to link that up in the show notes. If you haven't read that book, Thrive by Arianna Huffington, you know, she had made this brilliant point in the book, because she was at the peak of her success when Huffington Post was blowing up. And she literally was so exhausted because she was getting no sleep that she fell. She was like falling asleep, standing up, fell and not broke her head. hit her head on her desk and was almost, you know, on death's door because of exhaustion. And so she's a strong advocate. In fact, we're going to have her on the show about, you know, balance and like, is it worth it? Is it worth it to have all the prestige and wow, your company's so great, if you have no life, you never see your kids, and you don't even get to spend the money that you're making. And so I see this burnout thing being very common. And I agree so much more. And that's a big part. I'm going to say 50% for everyone listening, ladies, when I'm saying, you know, look for a side hustle that fires you up or will give you extra income, it's just as much about time freedom. Whatever you define as quote unquote rich, that's up to you. If you want to replace your $100,000 a year income, and that's great for you, but you have the flexibility and you can take Fridays off if you want, that's your definition of wealth. That's great. This isn't about everybody becoming a millionaire. Don't be misled. This is about quality of life. So let's get back to the burnout phase, because I think this is very, very common.
Yeah, it is. And I see it happening in corporate America all the time, or with, you know, people that are driven and ambitious and do have a desire. But unfortunately, when we operate out of the need for achievement and performance and recognition, it's going to always lead to burnout, because we're going to continue to push until we can't anymore. And that's where I was. And I really desire, I've always been a very compassionate person. I've always wanted to serve people and give back. But I realized a large part of what I was doing was only me. And I wanted to surround myself with more collaboration and co-creation and be on podcasts with exceptional women, so that I could hopefully inspire other women to start dreaming bigger for their lives. And it was a crossroads for me, because I knew something had to change. I just didn't know what. So I did a lot of intentional praying, like kind of asking people if there were people that they knew that had gone from this point in their life and had achieved success, but were also happy and fulfilled. And I had at that point started following some people that were in Isagenics, and I was very intrigued. I knew some of them personally, but to be honest, I wasn't just closed. I was skeptical and said no for 7 years, even to the co-founder of the company, who I absolutely adore. And, you know, that's only to say that timing, I believe, is everything too. That people's lives will shift at a certain point where they are looking. And that's what happened to me. So I met a woman who I call my earth angel, Angelique, because she was able to
ask. I love her.
Yeah, she's amazing. And I respect her so much, because she's the one that gave me space. She gave me space and asked me the right questions about what I truly desired in my life. What were my ideal days? Like, what were my core values? What was my character? What did I really want to do here on this planet? And she was able to share that she believed that this could be a beautiful vehicle or platform for me to not change who I was, not have to perform in high pressure sales, but instead be able to collaborate, mentor women, help other people succeed. And by doing that, create time and financial freedom and leverage my days because I was able to work when I want, where I want, globally, mobily, Wi-Fi in a dream with unlimited earning potential with no sales quotas, no stocking of inventory or product. And so being a businesswoman, I saw myself going from a high overhead doing a business by myself to now being able to collaborate with 18,000 people. And it feels like a dream. But I will tell you, from the first day to now, there was a lot of work, not professionally, because I had developed a lot of skills, but personally, who I had to become to be able to lead in that way and to become unapologetic about a really, I believe, beautiful model that has been so put down in the past. And you know what? Sometimes for good reason, because a lot of people have been burned by other companies in the past. But you know what? I used this example on a podcast yesterday, actually. I said, if you work at a bank or you work for an oil and gas company, you don't go and say and start, you know, bashing the bank that you're going to work at or possibly work at or other companies that have, my point is, done right or done wrong in the past,
right,
and are now trying to do right again. You know, the mortgage industry, you don't hear people bashing the mortgage industry like they do this business model. So I say there are always bad representations of business, bad representations of companies and people. However, there are a lot of them that have done it right. And fortunately, Isagenix has done it right. And it's the reason why I chose it, is because it aligned with my core values and was started by humans. The Jim and Kathy Coover, they were retired when they co-founded the company. And that resonated with me. They wanted an impact-driven company, a company that wanted to be known as the one that got it right. Family first, operating out of core values of integrity. So all of those things mattered to me. And I just simply knew nutrition was one of the most challenging and complex subjects in health. And I wanted to help people simplify it. And it did for me. So I wanted to bless other people with that opportunity as well.
You said so many things so perfectly. And again, for everybody listening, we are going to have a webinar that is going to educate on the profession of network marketing. And I've felt this way. I was first exposed to a network marketing company, and it was a skincare company called Arbonne. This was probably 15 years ago. And I bought it. I was a customer of theirs for 12 years. I learned a lot. I tried doing the business back then. I really gave up very quickly, which a lot of people do because they don't understand. And incidentally, Del Rey, I think you are a fan of this guy too. There's a gentleman who's written a very good book on this profession, and he uses that word profession, Eric Worre. He's written a book called GoPro. And I love how he described it. He said a lot of people hear about a network marketing opportunity, and they'll hear about it from somebody who's promising the big payday, right? They'll say, you could make this amount of money. My upline makes this amount of money. You can get this car or that car or whatever. And he described it as, if someone's signing up for a lottery ticket, this is a business. Yep. So the reason that I plan to do this series is not to convince you listening, this is for you. My goal when I'm educating on health and wellness and nutrition and fitness and business is to educate you and inform you so you can go out and make an informed and impassioned decision. So in other words, if you're really crazy about fitness and you really look into this company, say it's Isagenix, say it's Beauty Counter, right? Say it's Pampered Chef, you love to cook, and you look into it and you're like, I've been so skeptical, I've heard some crazy stories. But after this webinar that we're going to do, you become more comfortable in network marketing. Maybe you go read that book by Eric Worre, and you're more convinced about the profession. You know what to look for. Then you can make an informed decision. But I love how he said, look, this is a job. This is work. And whether it's corporate America or whether it is owning your own blog and making money as an influencer or starting your own business or going into network marketing, if you want to make solid money or outstanding, exceptional money, you will work, period. Mm-hmm. So don't delude yourself. And that's why I'm doing this series, is to educate not only on what I feel are some great opportunities, show you some women who are making great side hustle money, show you some women who are making millions, mm-hmm. and just educate you. So I love the way that you described it, that you looked into it, you made an informed decision. You were skeptical at first. So many people are, but just make informed decisions, whether it's about this or anything in your life. Instead of being skeptical, be curious. I think that's a great encouraging tune to kind of close up this show on in life. Don't be skeptical, be curious. Yeah. And educate yourself, whatever it is. I mean, do you think that's a good way for people to kind of think about this business and just maybe in general in life? If you're looking at a trainer, if you're looking at a business opportunity, if you're looking at a different diet, make an educated decision. Don't just be skeptical and miss out on an opportunity without looking into it with curiosity.
Absolutely. I think that's actually my number one advice always when people want to grow as a person is lead your life with curiosity when you wake up in the morning, because it's going to allow you to learn from every experience. And then you're not casting judgment and missing opportunities that could have possibly changed your life because you've developed a belief system about something. I mean, chiropractic has gone through that as a profession.
So true.
You know, and now it's so widely accepted. In fact, most ideas that we now accept as truth and that we use every day. I mean, years ago, did you ever think you'd hop in a stranger's car to go from the airport to your destination? No.
So true.
But you know, they're ridiculed at first and that happens. And I truly believe this industry is the next one to be the one that people choose for their side income. And I don't believe that the majority of people are going to quit their jobs and start this. There's no way. Mm-hmm. It's not statistically what happens, but I do believe that the majority of people have a second job, but most of the time, and not even a full-time job, but a side gig. And the economy that is upon us is truly that and coming up. And it's a beautiful opportunity for people to create some space and extra income for themselves or their family. It's just most of those opportunities are still trading time for money. And my passion is to teach people about passive income, because passive income is life-changing, and it's life-changing because it buys you time. And you're never going to know when you need more time for you or your family. Job security is at an all-time low. Retirement security is at an all-time low. We have now live in a world where more family members are getting sick now more than ever. Mm-hmm. Healthcare is expensive. So experiences for your family are expensive. So people are looking for a little extra that can just at least give them some of that breathing room, either breathing room financially or a little extra to just enjoy life a little bit more. So I believe this is the industry for that. It's just, you have to find the ones that have more substance than show.
Oh, that's a great point. And you know, I'm going to just pat myself on the back because I loved this. I'm such an analogy person. You guys have been listening, you know this about me for a while, but and we'll go into more detail in this in a free webinar that we're going to have live. Make sure you're subscribed over at kellyalexa.com to my newsletter, because when that webinar is live, we'll go announce it to my newsletter first. It's just going to be an educational free webinar on the direct sales business, what to watch out for, what can be, you know, the bad shifty companies, like what's a red flag, what's not a red flag, and so on and so forth. But I said to somebody who's looking to join the business with me, I said, the best thing about this, when you're not trading time for money, when you're leveraging multiple people in your business and making essentially commission off of them, for lack of a better way of saying it, is it's like cardio versus strength training. When you are on a treadmill and you do 20 minutes of cardio, you burn calories for that 20 minutes of cardio that you're there. Just like when you work in a corporate job and you go work 9 to 5, you make money for that 9 to 5 time that you're there. That's it. When you work in a company like this, where you are building people below you who are going to continue to build business and you're making money off of that as they grow their respective businesses, it's like strength training. You burn those calories while you're in the gym, but the muscle that you build is working for you 24/7 outside of the gym. And to me, that's kind of a fitness way of describing the leverage that you have in a network marketing business, whatever you choose to pursue. So Del Rey, I know you have to go pick up your daughter, so yes, I have to close this. Tell people where they can follow you online, because I want them to be able to connect with you and become ridiculously inspired by your life.
I'm working on some really fun, exciting things. But for now, my Instagram, I do a lot of Instagram TV and Facebook. So my Instagram is Dr. Delray. So D-R-D-E-L-R-A-E, Delray Messer, and then Delray Marie Messer on Facebook.
Wonderful. I will link up to that in the show notes. So thank you so much, honey, for being on the show.
Thank you.
You are awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening. The show notes will be at thekellyoshow.com. If you have any questions, you can email my assistant, Angie@kellyolexa.com. And you can use that same email if you're interested in sponsoring future episodes coming up on the podcast, or if you'd like to nominate somebody that I interview. Until that time, you guys, stay tuned. We'll see you next time on The Kelly O Show. Thanks for tuning in.
This is the end of part two of this two-part episode with Dr. Delray Messer. I hope you enjoyed the show and are as inspired by Delray as I am. She is, again, an extraordinary individual, and I encourage you to follow her on social media. What she puts out there will certainly serve to motivate and inspire you, I think, on the daily. And the more that we all can live our lives the way that she does. She has just such a great attitude. So I'm thrilled you got to meet her on the show. If you enjoyed this show and you are enjoying the rest of our interviews here on The Kelly O Show, I would sincerely love it if you would, first of all, subscribe on YouTube. On YouTube, on iTunes. I'm sure that you already are, but if not, make sure you are subscribed. And secondly, if you listen to a lot of podcasts, you know the drill. If we get reviews, that helps our show be seen and heard by more individuals. And we would so appreciate a review. Just tell us your honest thoughts. It just takes a few minutes. And if you could resend us, again, a short review on iTunes, that would be most helpful. If you have any questions on this show, or you would like to inquire about advertising and talk about sponsor spots on future episodes, you can email my assistant. That is Angie@KellyOlexa.com. You can also fill out the contact me form on KellyOlexa.com to keep it simple. And you can also use that same email address or contact me form if you have questions about being on the show in the future. If you'd like to nominate yourself for me to interview, or if you have somebody else that you're saying, hey, you've got to get this person on the show, I would love those recommendations. We are booking up for most of the rest of 2019, so be sure you get those interview requests in as soon as possible. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next time on The Kelly O Show.